Lend us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Gnarly Barley. This is the story of the lion and the monkey. The lion and the monkey lived in a thick jungle. The lion hunted on the jungle floor, while the monkey lived in the treetops. One day, as the lion was hunting, he saw some meat lying on the top of a big pile of leaves in the middle of the pathway.
"Now that looks like a nice free meal for me,"
he said. He moved closer to smell the meat.
"It smells so fresh."
Then he moved closer to touch the meat.
"It feels soft and tender."
Then he moved closer to poke out his tongue and taste the meat.
"It tastes so delicious,"
he said, and stepped on the leaves. Before he could sink his teeth into the meat, the ground gave way underneath him. He fell. The lion, the leaves, and the meat fell into a deep pit.
"How was I supposed to know?"
he roared angrily.
"How was I supposed to know that this was a trap? How could I, the king of the jungle, know that a hunter had dug this deep pit? How was I supposed to know that the leaves would give way and I would fall?"
He growled and roared out loudly. The pit was so narrow that he could only stand upright on his hind legs.
"I've got to get out of here before the hunters get back,"
he cried and tried to crawl upwards. The only thing that happened was that the red soil crumbled each time he clawed at it. He tried and he tried, but he could not get out. He sank back to the bottom of the pit, and there he stayed. It was getting later and later, and the poor lion did not know what to do. Suddenly, he saw a tail. It moved right over the pit. It was a monkey's tail. The monkey had just jumped right over the hole in the ground.
"Hello,"
called the lion.
"Monkey, down here."
The monkey peered into the hole and said,
"What is the king of the jungle doing there in that dark, deep place?"
"I fell in,"
said the lion.
"I didn't know it was a trap. I've been here the whole day. Please help me."
The monkey was not so sure and started to walk away. But the lion begged him again.
"Please, please help me."
"Do you know what all the animals say about you?"
asked the monkey.
"What?"
"All the animals say that if they ever stopped to help you, they would never live to tell the story. You would eat them."
"Lies, lies, it's all lies,"
said the lion.
"I know that you're too clever to believe all those lies that my enemies told you. Please help me."
The lion kept on begging and pleading. The monkey felt sorry for the lion and put his long tail down into the dark hole like a rope. The lion held on to monkey's tail and slowly, slowly climbed up to the top. He was hardly out when...
"I gotcha!"
he shouted, and he grabbed the monkey.
"Let me go! I've just helped you! You begged me to! Now let me go!
I've been down that hole for so long, now I'm hungry,"
said the lion.
"That's not fair!"
shouted the monkey, but the lion held on even tighter. Just then, an old woman walked by. She stopped and watched them as they quarreled.
"What is going on here?"
she asked.
"I helped him out of that trap, and now he's holding on to my tail, and he won't let me go,"
said the monkey. The old woman looked at the lion.
"Is this true?"
she asked, The lion nodded.
Mm.
Then the old woman said to the monkey,
"Hold your hands together and say, I'm about to die because I was kind to this lion. I'm about to die because I was kind to this lion."
When the monkey did exactly what the old woman said, she turned to the lion and said,
"Now, you hold your front paws together and say, someone is about to die because he was kind to me."
The lion lifted his front paw, the one not holding the monkey down, and said the words,
"No, no, you have to hold both of your front paws together and say the words,"
said the old woman. The lion sighed and put his paws together. In that moment, the monkey escaped and ran away. The lion chased after him, but the monkey climbed up to the top of a nearby tree. The lion, now angry and hungry, turned around to look at the spot where the old woman was. But mysteriously, the old woman was gone.
And so we come to the end of today's story. I'm Celia Ngalane, and if you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi on your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get Nalibali supplements with great stories and activities available every Sunday in the Sunday Times Express and the Sunday World, on Tuesdays in the Daily Dispatch, and on Thursdays in the Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowes, and Vion Fenter.